Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room.
You gotta come on, guys. This has to be like...
Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Hi, everyone. I'm Cheryl Butler, and you're listening to the Mighty Mommy's Quick and Dirty Tips podcast, which will help make your life as a parent a little bit easier and a lot more fun. Welcome. Today's episode is number 408, 10 last-minute family activities to do before Christmas, because now that it's crunch time, we need to keep it all together and stay calm and have fun. Christmas is right around the corner, and regardless of whether you're ready or not, it's going to be here in just a few short days. There's so much hype that goes along with trying to pull off an inspired holiday for your family that we're often left feeling not only overwhelmed, but even disappointed because we just don't have the time or energy to get it all done. Even when I was a stay-at-home mom for many years, I scurried about for the weeks before Christmas, attempting to craft the perfect holiday for my family. Baking, shopping, decorating, and entertaining went on for weeks, all while chasing 8 young kids around. Now that I work full-time outside the home, I realize more than ever how important being time-savvy and organized is, so I can still try and achieve some of that same holiday magic that I did years ago when I had a bit more time on my hands. Luckily, I recognize my limitations sooner rather than later, and now keep my focus on spending time with my family throughout the season, rather than trying to deliver a day that's perfect and is gone in less than 24 hours. Today, I'll share 10 fun and easy ways that you can add some last-minute festivities to your holiday season. So here's tip number one. Celebrate the winter solstice. There's something peaceful and calming about recognizing the first day of winter. December 21st is winter solstice, which is the first day of winter and the shortest day of the year. It's been celebrated across the globe for thousands of years and signifies the return of light and life. Winter solstice celebrations are a meaningful way to gather with friends and honor the true spirit of the season. I love the theme lighten up for a winter solstice. Use candles, and flameless ones are great, to illuminate your home and decorate with nature such as pine cones, branches that you find in your yard strung with white lights, and evergreens. Solstice celebrations don't need to be complicated, overly serious affairs. A solstice ritual can be as relaxed and simple as sharing a potluck meal with your neighbors, and for dessert, serve solstice cupcakes which you can place with candles, and then have your guests make a wish for the upcoming year. Or go on an energy fast for the day by lighting candles and spending the day without television, cell phones and computers, or other unnecessary appliances and electronics. This is so calming right before Christmas arrives, and it opens up opportunities to connect in person with your family. Number two, make paper snowflakes. Taking a few minutes to get hands-on with a craft is a great way to release a little stress and do something fun together. Crafting paper snowflakes are easy and fun, and they'll yield dozens of beautiful pieces to decorate your windows with. Buy a stack of beautiful scrap paper in vibrant colors and patterns and start cutting. Number three, surprise someone with an anonymous gift. How often do we hear that giving is better than receiving? Gather your family together and decide who you could all surprise with an anonymous holiday gift. Maybe it's a neighbor that's always there for you, or the janitor at school that stays late after all the plays and fundraisers and never complains, but is just happy to help out the students. No matter how much or how little you can give, You have the power to touch the life of another person, and you can affect them in ways you may never completely be aware of. This is a nice way to do something together with your kids that will make a positive difference in someone else's life. Number 4. Have a hot cocoa buffet. Our family has always enjoyed ice cream sundae bars. Choosing the toppings is one of the big reasons why my kids love this so much. During the holidays, we change it up and we have a hot chocolate bar instead. Besides heaps of sweet whipped cream, there are lots of other goodies that you can sprinkle on top. Chocolate chips, toffee pieces, of course rainbow sprinkles, and even gummy bears. Someday after school, surprise your kids with a buffet of delights that they can top their hot cocoa with, and then sit back and enjoy your Christmas tree. Number 5. Holiday reading. There's nothing cozier than snuggling up together and enjoying holiday classics such as How the Grinch Stole Christmas, The Night Before Christmas, or my favorite, The Polar Express, while waiting for the big day to arrive. Check out the list of holiday classics that I have on the Mighty Mommy website and just visit episode number 408. Number 6. Have a favorite moment jar. When my kids were younger, I was an avid scrapbooker. I would sit for hours and cut, paste, and decorate page after page of my 8 little darling in their younger days. I, of course, had great intentions of producing several books for each of them. But as they got older and I got busier with work, my scrapbooking hobby stopped dead in its tracks. That's when I started doing other things to keep track of the special memories that we were making. And one of those was something I learned from a good friend, and she called it a favorite moment jar. Simply get a jar, such as a mason jar, which you can decorate any way you like, and as really neat and fun things happen throughout the year, write them down and put them in the jar. We read ours on New Year's Eve. Now, you could take the week before Christmas to create your own favorite moment jar, and next year you'll have something really cool to look forward to. Number 7. Feed the birds. If you don't have a bird feeder in your yard, the holiday season is a wonderful time to start taking care of all those interesting feathered friends that don't fly south for the winter. There are lots of easy feeders that you can make with your kids, and then you can hang them in your yard or from the porch. Check out the list of family-friendly feeders on the Mighty Mommy website by visiting episode 408, Before Santa Visits. Tip number 8. Candy cane heaven. It wouldn't be the holidays without candy canes in the mix, so take advantage of all things candy cane and add them to everything. Grind them up and add them to hot cocoa, cookie frosting, brownies, whipped cream, and even dip the rims of your cocktail glasses in them for a festive twist on a winter martini. Not all of my kids like mint, so we also stock up on the many delicious fruit varieties that are also available. They also add a festive touch to gift wrap, tablescape decorations, and of course, on your Christmas tree. Number 9. Takeout theme. With all the fuss over holiday hams and turkey, this busy time of the year is the perfect time to start a new meal tradition, which can both ease your preparation burden as well as offer up some delicious new dishes to try. In our family, we always have takeout food every Christmas Eve. We decide as a family what we want the theme to be, and we order out. Last year, we had Mexican food, complete with a piñata. In years past, we've enjoyed Chinese, Indian food, and even good old burgers and fries. And number 10, redeck the halls. Most of us have one friend or a family member who seemed to have been separated at birth from decorating and homemaker extraordinaire Martha Stewart. For me, that would be my friend Amy. She is one of my most talented friends and can cook, sew, and decorate with the best of the best. She shared one of her brilliant holiday ideas with me years ago, and it was such a big hit with my kids that I always happily pass it along. She chooses one night close to Christmas and redecks the halls. Basically, she either puts up another tree, and it doesn't have to be anything big or extravagant, but something festive, in an unexpected room like the kids' bathroom or the garage, or restrings Christmas lights throughout a part of the house that hasn't been decorated, like the hallway leading to the bedrooms, or even the outside patio, and creates some extra sparkle and surprise elements that will wow her family. This year, I chose to surprise my 11-year-old daughter by decorating her bedroom with holiday lights and ornaments and a mini white Christmas tree. When she came home from play rehearsal and saw her room glowing, she squealed and she lit up like a Christmas tree herself. What last-minute ways do you add excitement to your family's holiday? Share your thoughts in the comments section at quickanddirtytips.com/mighty-mommy. And you can also post your ideas on the Mighty Mommy Facebook page or email me at mommy@quickanddirtytips.com. And I hope you'll visit my family-friendly boards at pinterest.com/mightymommyqdt. And be sure to sign up for the upcoming Mighty Mommy newsletter, which will be chock full of practical advice to make your parenting life easier and more enjoyable. Wishing you all of the happiest of holidays. Thanks for listening, and until next time, happy parenting.
Best Western made booking our family beach vacation a breeze, and it felt a little like... Time to go. Okay, kids, back in the room. Good night. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
Want to make Mom's Day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade, New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker, London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat Mom to the good stuff from just $30.